You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day, Monday today, to hear a word from God. We're tuning into God's frequency today to hear a word from God. He's got a lot to say. He always does, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if you take the time to tune into His frequency. Short intro today, long program. We're in Matthew chapter 25. We're looking at the parable of the 10 virgins is where we're at today. Such an important message. I can't stress it enough how important this is, what you're going to hear today, and this message in its entirety, because Jesus says that those that are ready will go in to the marriage supper here. The question is, are you ready? The great shock to me, and I think to the church, is you only get one chance to get in. There is no second train. There's only one. The question is your name in the book? This is why Jesus stressed so vehemently and passionately not to miss His return. If you'd like a copy of this, write to me, please. Paul@WMIEFM.com. I'll send it to you. Go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll find a link on there to Parable of the 10 Virgins. Download it from there. Here's the last part we're going to hear on the radio for this program today.
The foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No." Boy, what an unchristian-like attitude is this. Huh? I know if this happened to my wife, she'd be pouring out her oil. I say, stop doing that. We went to a concert the other day. She gave out all of our tickets. I'm like, how do you expect us to get in now? I should have known better than to give her our tickets for this event. Because I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. We had 4 or 6 tickets. She gives them all out at a blooming gas station. How are we going to get in now? You see, you can't do that. You need this oil yourself. Sorry, but it's true. Bless your heart. The foolish said to the wise, or actually, the wise answered and said, "Not on your Nelly, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those that sell." Call up David Jeremiah, get your own tickets. Can't have mine. Go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. Now, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and now this next phrase sums up this whole parable. Look what it says. Those who were ready. That's what all this is about. The other things, they're symbolic. He's trying to teach a lesson. The lesson is to be ready for Jesus' return. Not so much to dissect it all, what it all means. It's a lesson He's telling you. Be ready for His return. For at an hour that you think not is when I'm coming. And if you miss this, you're lost for all eternity. You're lost. He's coming back once, not twice. Once. Otherwise, no urgency. Can you imagine that? Well, if you miss this, why don't you just go watch Jerry Falwell on TV for 7 years and come back again? Now is the day of salvation. Your name's got to be in the book today, right now, before you leave this church, because you don't know if you're going to get home, nonetheless, how many years it's going to be. Is your name in the book? While they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. It's the closed door policy of Jesus Christ. He's got a closed door policy, not an open one. It's a closed one. It's when he comes, the door is shut. That leaves us to point number three on your handout. Many will be excluded. Point number three. Many will be excluded. Matthew 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name? We've did many wonders in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Now, one day, someone asked the Lord about all this, and they said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved? And he answered them in Luke 13:24. He says, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Did you catch that? Strives, the Greek word agonizo, same word used of Jesus when he sweat great drops of blood in the garden and he agonized in prayer. You know, on my way in this morning, the Lord spoke to me on my way in this morning and answered this question that's bothered me for years. And that is, if salvation is so easy, all you got to do is believe, right? Believe in the Lord and you will be saved. Call on his name. And yet here it says strive. Lord, these seem to contradict each other to me. Is it easy or is it hard? Do I have to strive to get in and burn energy? Or do I have to just believe and receive? You know what God said to me this morning on my way in here at 6 o'clock? He said, keep reading, son. After 25 years of studying this text, he said, keep reading, son. We're in Luke chapter 13, verse 25 and 26. Because every word is important. I parse words for a living. Lord, are there few that'll be saved? And he said, strive to enter through the narrow gate. Is everyone with me? Strive to enter, agonize, through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. He said to me, keep reading, son, meaning don't stop there. Keep reading. Look at the next two words. The first word is when. The second word is once. You see, time is the answer, not the effort. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, it's not a question of the effort to get in. He's stressing it because the time is coming that the door is going to be shut and you're going to run out of time. That's the answer to that question. There is not a contradiction of strive and get in by faith. When he says strive, it's strive to enter before the door gets shut on your toes. Let's read it. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. And I've usually stopped there. Say, well, salvation, I got to strive. I've got to work. This is effort. I'm going to have to hear, and I'm going to clean and jerk 500 pounds to get into heaven, right? Strive. I have to sweat blood like he did, right? No, keep reading. Don't stop, son. Keep reading. When once, see, he's expounding on his answer. Once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. He will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, but we ate and drank in your presence. You taught right here in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I don't know you. Where you are from, depart from me. This is the same thing he said in Matthew. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Here we go again with that one. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. As point number three declares, and more importantly, as the Son of God declares, many will be excluded. Many will be excluded. He doesn't just call last call after the last believer who wants to get in gets in. He shuts the door when you're not expecting it. Many will say to me, listen to me, church. Many will say to me on that day, open up. Let me in. You're the God of all grace. Here I am. I'm only 5 minutes behind these other people. Let me in, oh God of grace. They'll be excluded because they weren't ready for his return. They had no oil and their vessels were empty. Hebrews 9:28 puts it this way. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear a second time without sin unto salvation. Is that you? Is that you? Maybe you say, well, I'm a believer, but I'm not looking for him. Christian, you've missed it. By golly, here's the evidence of your salvation, church. It's not if you can speak in another language, like some churches have in their front page of their hymnal. The evidence of your salvation is you got a crick in your neck from looking up. That's the evidence of your salvation, friend, is you got a crick right here. You're like Igor and the son of Frankenstein. You got a crick in your neck.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.